At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's wedding season, boys, and it's time to refresh your knowledge of wedding guest etiquette.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more of the absolute rudest things you can do at a wedding. Well, I suggest you don't do what I did at my older brother's wedding. He made the fatal mistake of making me the best man. And when you start off with, "Well, I'm glad Jen's part of the family, but I gotta tell you, the first time I met her, I thought she was kind of a bitch." It's hard to recover from that, but it can get worse. That's when the maid of honor continued to drink and hang on me and avoid her husband and daughter, and kept trying to get me alone throughout the night. Oops.
The question is, did he give in?
You notice he did not answer that.
So these are this is some bad wedding etiquette. They start with forgetting to turn your phone off of silent during the ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And yeah. Yeah.
And usually there's a reminder. It's like going to the movies.
Sure. You know,
someone will announce before the ceremony begins, like, "Hey, man."
And I love that there was a growing trend of people that had either whoever was officiating their wedding or even just had somebody like a coordinator jump up there and say, "Hey, guys, we have a wedding photographer. We know you're really great at taking photos. We know that you really want those memories for yourself. Keep your phones in your pockets."
Right. Don't.
You know what broke me of that? Right. Ted.
Oh, yeah?
Took 15 years. We moved over here. I turned the ringer off.
I haven't
turned it on since.
Nope.
He's never heard my phone ring since we've been in this building.
Great, because it was a duck.
Yeah.
And he'd always said, "I like it because it's annoying." And I finally said, "Right, but you're out of the office when it rings."
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every time. Mike remembers.
Every time.
Yep. All I got to do is walk out.
Where is he at?
It's like going to the Sounders. 0-0. 3 extra periods. I'll go to the bathroom.
Right. I think there's an age, too. Sure. Like, if I could see you're there with your parents that are older, elderly, like, all right, they forgot. We'll give them a pass.
Right, we know it. We know it. You don't RSVP for a plus one, but bring one anyway.
Yeah, come on, man.
It doesn't matter if you bring a plus one. Just let them know.
That's all.
And you don't, if you're not seriously dating somebody, don't bring a plus one just because you think you're good. Like, just
you don't have fun.
Right. And that person could be a real wild card.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I know. You don't want to be alone there. Find a friend. That you can drink with and have a good time.
I've been to more weddings than probably anybody listening or has been to, right? Been in 23 of them. I've never once seen a woman without a date and people are like, "Oh, she showed up without a date to a wedding.
I know,
what a loser."
Right.
People don't do that.
No, they're happy to see it. They're ready to throw down and have fun.
Right.
Rudest things that you can do at a wedding, you can't make it anymore and you don't let anybody know.
Correct. They could still save some money.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's not the worst thing in the world that you can do. However, again, no hard feelings. Just let
Is that
them
more
know.
About the catering aspect? So you're not doing a couple
yes,
more chickens,
exactly.
a couple more salmon?
Everything costs something, right? So, and honestly, I mean, if just 3 people can't make it, you're like, cool, we just saved $75.
Right. You dress like a bridesmaid on purpose. Miles, I was very disappointed in you at my wedding. That's just somebody
who
sucks.
Well, I wore a suit. That's the last time I wore a suit.
Oh, no kidding?
Yes. How long have you been married?
Honestly, I don't know.
How many years?
Coming up on 3.
So, 3 years.
Yeah, Yep. Exactly. Honestly, if you're dressing like a bridesmaid on purpose, you don't like the bride or the groom, and you just want to make a statement.
And you'd also, have to there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, because you'd have to put in effort to know what their dresses are going to look like if you're not in the wedding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can talk to the bridesmaids. They'll get excited about it.
Yeah,
somebody will spill the beans. But that's somebody who's a friend of the bride that thinks that they should have been one of the bridesmaids.
Right.
Like, are you a bridesmaid understudy? You're waiting for one of them to, like, break a leg, and then you just get to jump in there? On the other side of that, ignoring the dress code altogether.
Yep.
Just follow it. Yeah. It is not your day. Don't make it your day.
Do they do that?
It's not even the groom's day.
I've never seen that on the
enough to invite. Where somebody had to say something.
I think it depends on the venue. I think that'll tell you the story, right?
Well, the invite also tells you whether it's casual, semi-formal, formal.
That's
like
true.
A tie required. So it usually tells you business casual. You know, it's like if you show up in shorts and a t-shirt to a business casual wedding, you're way underdressed.
Right.
But that's way different on the coast. So you got to know that difference too.
Mm-hmm. You complain about the quality of the food. Again, these are the rudest things that you can do at a wedding.
God, come on.
I mean, it's a wedding, dude. You know.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What you're walking into.
Right. You're not, it's not Roots Chris over here, all right?
They're feeding you because you're here. And yes, if they have a lot of money, maybe they have a different spread. But on average, it's like being on an airplane.
Right.
Here's your options. Neither one is spectacular, but they're decent enough. Just eat and shut up.
I feel like more often at a wedding, you'll get somebody at a buffet table and go, actually, the food was really great. You expect it to be crap.
Correct.
Right.
Right, you'll make a statement like, Jesus, this steak is really good.
Right.
Sometimes they only have beer and wine.
Right.
Well, and you don't bitch about the fact that they don't have booze. You're probably, maybe this is a good idea in this heat.
Right. Some
venues, they know who they invited.
Yeah.
Some venues don't allow anything harder than beer and wine.
Yeah.
They still let me in, though. And I'm hard as hell.
That's why you bring a flask. And go outside like my brother's wedding.
You switch your order at a plated dinner.
Oh, come on. I mean, come on.
For real.
Can you just get through the goddamn wedding day?
Right.
Right? It's fine.
No, I wanted the fish. Well, then you should have checked the fish, because we brought you chicken.
Because remember when they asked? Right. That's when you answered.
Oh, you didn't read the
last
card?
Last time I flew business class. But they put me right behind the first class.
Ooh.
And the woman in front of me must have pre-ordered a meal, which they ran out of.
Uh-oh.
And you would have thought that the end of the world was today.
Come on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
on.
I was like... And she was going at it. I was like, wow, you can talk that way. If I'm one seat up, still get a drink.
Yet again, airline food, not much different. No. What did you expect?
If I talked to her like that, they divert the plane and land somewhere else.
Right. Get
him
man
off the plane and arrest him.
The rudest things that you can do at a wedding, you notify the couple when something's wrong.
No. It's their day.
As far as the couple's concerned, everything is going great. Look, when I was... probably the most against a day of coordinator because we don't need that. We'll be fine.
Right.
Couldn't be more wrong.
They deal with everything you didn't know about.
Right. Had a great time. It was wonderful. You get aggressive during the bouquet toss.
I always do.
Oh. Yeah, me too, man. I can't wait to do it third time.
I run out the door.
Baby, get in here.
Just in case it comes my way.
It is the truth. Bouquet toss, everybody's out there. When they shoot that, the garland or the garter belt or whatever. Yeah. Like, I've been to a lot of weddings. Like, I'm hiding. Like, I want no parts of it.
Do, do you play the game? We know. Like, just give me a name. Who you know is going to, like, jockey for a position, like a corner kick.
Right.
They get up there and, like, I got my money on China.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
Yeah. I've caught two garter belts in my life. Both of them were my family, my cousin and my sister.
God.
But that was because I was the only single dude that was
stupid
enough to walk.
So they threw the garter belt or the bouquet?
Garter belt.
Oh, okay.
Garter belts for the guys.
Yeah. And I was the only one stupid enough to walk out there onto the floor because they were like, hey, single dudes. I'm like, I'll break the mold. But then no other guy showed up. It was like, I know you're single. I know you're single. I know you're single. Jackasses.
Danger.
I have watched them just drop on the floor. Because everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. No.
Right. I ain't touching that. Nope. I am not touching that. And then I'll leave you with this final rude thing that you can do at a wedding. And it's kind of two sides of the same coin here. You arrive too early, or like our friend, you arrive too late.
Missed it.
Show up on time.
The whole thing. There was no real reception.
Right.
We were just going to a casino after.
I forgot to. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Just shows up.
But
as
dressed to
leaving.
The nines.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, probably the best dressed people out of the friend group.
How do you think that a wedding is a laid back? Oh, we've got 15 minutes, like a movie. You know, they got to get through the opening credits first.
She had a hoochie dress on. I mean, the whole thing.
That is insane to me.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.